Bob Russell, the president and CEO of Rochester Hearing and Speech Center. How's it going?
Dino, it's going great. How have you been?
Now, I guess I never knew this, but I saw it on your press release here that you're under the Al Siegel umbrella.
Yes.
Is that correct? Is that a right terminology?
Yeah, well, we're one of the family of agencies for Siegel. We were actually one of the founding members. So this year, we're celebrating our 99th anniversary.
No kidding.
As an agency. So next year, 2022, is going to be big because we hit the big 100.
Yeah.
But one of the founding members. So, you know, we're not run by Siegel, but we're part of their agency group. And we share a lot of resources together. And it's just, they have such a great reputation you know, name recognition.
Sure.
That for the member agencies that are part of it that make it up, we just have this really strong bond together, and it just definitely makes it a lot more fun to be able to toss ideas. Working with Tom,
and he's the best.
You know, and even within the agency directors themselves, you know, being able to share ideas of, you know, especially during COVID, right? How's this affecting you? How's everybody looking at when do we reopen and everything? So it's a great partnership, and we just love being there.
How'd you weather that storm? I mean, obviously your clientele needed help during that time. What did they do? Were you able to see people? I mean,
The agency has shut down for a short period of time, and you've got to understand we've got two ends of our business, really. We've got our audiology, which is hearing tests, hearing aid dispensing, things along those lines, and then we've got our youth programming, our early childhood intervention testing. A lot of that end of things was really being dictated by the school districts their regulations, both at the state and the local level. So we were closed down for a while, and we really got into teletherapy.
It's
a great option, but it's not also the optimal way to provide physical therapy or speech therapy, you know, for a young child. Mm-hmm. We found that they tend to run away from the computer screen a lot quicker than when you're in front of them.
It's easier for them to get away.
Exactly. But then from the audiology side, we started being able to do curbside repairs on hearing aids, curbside pickups. We couldn't do the testing, so we were down for about 3 months before we were able to be back up and operational. We're still following all of our COVID protocols very stringently, obviously, because we do have so many different types of people coming in with different ailments and, you know, illnesses. So we're still fully masked. We're still fully cleaning everything afterward. But we were able to get all three of our locations back up and running. And, you know, we're still doing some teletherapy as needed. But for the most part, you know, our classrooms are in full session now. Our therapists are able to go into homes able to do their off-site therapy as well as inside our facilities.
So demographically, you're 0 to 100, right?
Newborn to seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we're working with a lot of, especially the prenatal, you know, for parents to be able to learn about certain things that might be happening with their child as they're born in relationship to hearing and speech.
No kidding.
Yeah. Because even, you know, you figure, you know, my daughter was born 30 days early, a month early.
Okay.
And we had to go through a lot of therapy with her, physical therapy, occupational therapy, because every part of her brain hadn't fully developed in just that 30-day window that was left.
Right.
So, you know, the more that we can help educate people early on to things and things to be able to look for, and then, you know, they go, something just doesn't seem right. And you know, from the school standpoint, that's where it was with the preschools. You know, when they were shut down, our concern was that some of the kids that normally might be looked at because, you know, something just didn't seem right with their teachers or the therapy, and they wanted to have testing done. You know, we want to make sure, like, those kids didn't fall through the cracks.
Right.
And their development wasn't pushed too far back because they weren't able to get services to be able to help them. So it was really an interesting time, but I think for our agency was so in tune with what was happening that we really skipped as few beats as we had to be able to get people back in and get back up and running.
Now, you know, the one thing I know about hearing aids and stuff like that, you guys deal with that stuff, obviously. The cost of some of these products is amazing. I mean, do you help supplement for people? I mean, You know, if they need it and they don't have the funds, does that come under your jurisdiction, I guess?
Yeah, well, there's some programs that are run through the hearing aid manufacturers.
Okay.
You know, as well as, you know, most people have insurance, but, you know, we're not for profit, right? Mm-hmm. So our goal isn't to sell X number of hearing aids a month,
we
need to sell the top of the line because we get, you know, more reimbursement on that. Our audiologists, our doctors of audiology, their whole focus is on hearing health for people, both where they are now with their hearing health, but also where they're going to be a couple years from now. Because, you know, once you lose your hearing, you don't get it back. So it's really important for people to understand what the consequences can be. And one of the scariest numbers right now on a global level, the largest growing population of hearing loss is 30 years and under.
Really?
And if you think about it...
Is it because of these earbuds?
It's earbuds, right? You've got your earbuds in, you've got music available, you don't have to carry a big boom box, you've got it right on your phone, but also gaming systems, right? Remember the big cans we used to hook up to our stereo?
Yeah.
Well, they've got those, but the sound levels and the vibration levels have really started to take...
Yeah, and it's all explosions and stuff in those games.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
I never
you know,
even
so
that,
that's
that.
Something we're looking at. But one of the things, and you know, coming back to being a not-for-profit that I've really tried to work with is, you know, we need to set up some funding for people that just can't afford, whether it's service for therapy, whether it's hearing aids, on top of what they might be able to get, that we can help supplement as well.
Okay.
Because the last thing we're ever going to do is send somebody away.
Right.
But unfortunately, in the case of a hearing aid, you have to pay for your hearing aid to be able to get it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the manufacturer isn't what charged by. You know, there are other options people are finding, like over-the-counter hearing aids are starting to become a thing. We hear a lot of people that come to us, you know, they've gone to a different retailer that's not hearing specialists. And then they're ending up right at our place because they're saying, these don't seem to be working. And we're like, okay, we need to take care of the root issue. And also, here's how we need to calibrate those for your specific needs.
Right.
And it's amazing now, like the technology, you know, a lot of them are Bluetooth compatible. So your phone is hooked in right through your hearing aid.
So
people don't have to pull their phone out separately, turn a hearing aid off because there's feedback. And, you know, I think we found a lot through pandemic, right?
Sure.
How many people hadn't been on Zoom before?
Oh, right.
Especially us older folk.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, all of a sudden now, a lot more started coming to light where people were on Zoom calls with their family or for work, and they're like, I'm having a really hard time understanding what people are saying.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's all kind of tied a lot of things together at once that opened, I think, a lot of people's eyes to say, maybe I need to get my hearing checked. Maybe I do have an issue. And
oh, I know guys like you and I back in the day, too, used to stand in front of the speakers at concerts and stuff. Remember that? Before they used, now they fly everything. All the speakers are hanging and stuff like that. But we used to stand right in front of those huge speakers.
It was a badge of honor, man.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Yeah, right up front.
Well, and it's interesting. You know, I still drum, you know, only at home, but I've got an electronic kit so I can put headphones on.
Oh, okay.
So it's not as loud. But, you know, I lost 40% of my hearing when I was a kid.
No kidding.
And I also had a speech impairment. And that's what really drew me to the agency because I've been on both sides of it. But our director of audiology, Dr. Greg Horton, is also a musician.
And he used
to tour, and he's got a local band who's actually going to be a part of an event that we're going to discuss. But his big thing is he works with musicians on hearing conservation. You know, custom ear molds. And it's not, people think, oh, music, it's rock and roll if you're in front of the amps like we used to be at. But it's classical musicians. It's people who are sitting in the front of an orchestra with an entire orchestra behind them that they're finding out that they're having hearing loss on one side, you know, of their ear or one of their ears. So we're really tuned in. You know, Greg's got an amazing clientele that, you know, come in from out of town just to see him because they know that he understands what it's like to be a musician and what the needs are.
Right.
But also how important it is not to lose your hearing, as part of that.
Yeah, well, that, you know, for so many years here on the radio, too, you know, I had my headphones, like, cranked, you know, because you wanted to hear, You got to hear yourself.
Yeah.
For first and foremost, so you know what the hell you're talking about. And or if you're talking over a tune or something like that, yeah, we used to crank
or
it
you on. Just want to hear black back in black, like
yeah,
at maximum levels.
That happens.
But
yeah,
we have a lot of media members that come to us because, you know, even, you know, people on TV too, you know, they're mm-hmm. they're wearing an earpiece the
right.
whole time.
Yeah, that's
well
true.
After, you know, 20, 30 years it starts to take its toll.
Sure.
So that's really what our main goal is to not just say, oh yeah, you've got hearing loss, but what's the problem with it, right? Where does it lie? How do we address that? And how do we start helping people to learn how to retain the amount of hearing they have now while also getting the help to be able to hear better?
Right.
And
right.
It's amazing, you know, little things that you take for granted. And this was, you know, a friend of mine, you know, said, can I bring my dad in? He's had hearing aids for years and, you know, just doesn't feel that it's working. And I get a text one night and she goes, I just got a call from my dad. And he said, hey, do you know it's raining outside? And she's like, yeah, I can see that. He goes, you know how I know? Because I could hear it.
Oh, wow.
Like
yeah.
for the first time from inside his house,
he
was able
rain.
To hear the raindrops, you know? And I'm like, you know, and he's got two great grandchildren on the way in July. And I'm like, we need to make sure that you've got,
yeah.
you know, the opportunity to hear every coo from those babies.
Now, let me ask you this though, because you're a not-for-profit.
Yeah.
Rochester Hearing and Speech Center. We're talking Bob Russell, the president and CEO. There's for-profit ear doctors or whatever you want to call them out there. What's the difference? I mean, why would people come to you versus them?
I think some of it is the care, the extra care that we give
okay.
that, you know, for us, because we do want to make sure that we're giving back to the community. It's mm-hmm. not just about selling somebody a hearing aid. It's addressing their issues. Because we've been around so long, you know, we've got two and three generations of families
oh, sure.
that are coming from services. So, you know, people that used to come to us as children for speech therapy or physical mm-hmm. therapy, now their parents are coming to us and their children are coming. And I think that's one of the big differences. And, you know, I use the word family a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it can be mistaken as being corny or you're trying to be, you know, just organic with it. But we really have a family. Once we get people in, we want them to know that they can stay with us as long as they need to. And it's not a next one into the seat out.
Gotcha. Right.
Not a knock against any of the commercial
right.
organizations.
Right.
They do wonderful work. But we also, again, aren't trying to say, okay, here's the top level hearing aid that we need to get
right.
X number of people into this month. Because at the end of the day, it's all a business.
Sure.
Right. And you're trying to sell a product. For us, that's not the focal point. The focal point is how do we take care of the hearing health of the person? And if the $3,000 pair of hearing aids is the same as the $7,000, we're going to explain to them those reasons why and what the difference is.
Yeah.
And they really don't need maybe the Cadillac.
Right.
They'll
right.
do just fine with the Chevy.
Yeah, there you,
you
go.
You know, that's what their needs are. So,
I like that.
You know, we like to take time with that. And then it's also for us about getting people coming back.
Yeah.
So coming back for yearly screenings to see if there has been any change in their hearing. And not just them coming if they have a problem with their hearing and not syncing up to something.
I might have to come see you because I noticed one time, and especially like if I'm watching TV in bed,
mm-hmm.
which you're not supposed to do, but I do. I can, if this ear is against the pillow, I can hear better than opposite. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's really normal.
So I know one ear works better than the other
yeah.
one.
And when you find yourself turning the remote up,
yeah,
just
yeah.
to be able to get to one point, and you're like, oh, that's a 28
your wife
right
starts,
now.
Your wife starts yelling from downstairs? Yeah.
You know what?
It happens.
And that's the thing. It's usually people finally walk in the door because of their family members.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
They don't realize
it. Your significant other said, go get your
yeah.
ears checked.
Well, you don't realize it because you adjust yourself to
yeah.
it. You feel like, yeah, something's a little clogged there. But it's the family
as
members
as you
that
got the
are
volume
saying,
in your hand, right?
That's
right. The volume control. Well, let's talk. We're almost out of time here, so let's talk about your event. Music to your ears makes sense. What are you doing? What's going on here?
Well,
I see the lineup. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we've got it's a virtual concert. It's a virtual concert.
Okay.
It's our fundraiser for the year. And, you know, as much as we'd love to do something in person, we just
yeah.
didn't feel comfortable, you know, at this
right.
time. So we're coming up on June 24th is the event.
Okay.
And the great thing about it is that people can watch it from anywhere in the world.
Sure.
Because it's an online event. And we've got an amazing lineup. You know, again, music and hearing is so tied into each other that this really kind of started as an idea. I was like, you know, we've done some things with music before because of Greg's background, Dr. Horton,
right, right.
and, you know, my background. And we were like, wouldn't it be cool if?
Yeah.
And we made it happen. And the one thing we wanted to make sure was that let's make this thing multi-genre.
Oh, yeah.
So that,
you know, no matter
what somebody's tastes are. So, you know, everything from the RPO, we've got Tegan Ward, we've got Deborah Magoni, Alyssa Trahan, who's from East Rochester, but she lives in Nashville now.
Yep, yep.
Taking country by storm. You know, we wanted this to be just a celebration of music, and we've got a great production that we're putting together. Our friend Jenna Cottrell from 13 Wham is our MC for the evening.
Cool.
And it's very easy for people because tickets start at just $10.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's a very accessible, probably going to be like an hour and 15 minute long show. But people
with all these acts?
With all these acts.
No kidding. The Honey Smugglers, I know those guys.
Honey Smugglers, Evan Harrington, a lot of people. He's an Irondequoit boy, right?
Yep.
Evan, Broadway star, got his start, you know, here in theater. Roses and Revolution, amazing. A lot of their stuff for people that might watch VH1 or MTV, Lifetime, a lot of their music's used in that. We got jazz with the Bill Tiberio Band. We've got my friend Ricky Ellis and one of our board members, our vice chair, Mike Reed, who are with Up to Something. And, you know, Ricky is in the Rochester Music Hall of Fame from his Duke Jupiter days.
Former Duke Jupiter guy.
So it's just this really cool mixture of different people. And I have to say, the artists and the bands have been amazing because, you know, we reached out and we said, we're doing a benefit. We need something for free, but you don't have to travel for it. And they all jumped on and said, you know what? We love the work that you do. A lot of them were familiar. Some of them, I'll say, are clients of ours.
Right, right.
And they were like, we want to help any way that we can. So they have all submitted videos. Some have put together videos just for this. Some are more of a live performance type. Most of the songs are all original.
Nice.
Compositions. So it's really going to be a cool night. You know, I kind of feel like Bill Graham a little bit. And I go, but I don't think I could have put Live Aid together.
Right.
Because I'm going crazy with just 14 bands. And
that is crazy.
But, you know, we've had a lot of support with this. And again, people go to our website. It's rhsc.org. We've got a tab, Music to Your Ears. There's individual artist bios and bio pages so they can see who the artists are. They can go to their website if they want to hear, if they're not familiar with them. And like I said, tickets start at just $10. What we'll do is 2 hours before the show, it'll be at 7 o'clock. People get a link sent out to them that they'll be able to then click on at 7 o'clock. So we're trying to make it like a real, like you're going to a real concert.
Right, right.
So you got one shot at this, right? It's not going to be out there in the Ethernet and the internet forever. Like it's showing one time, just like you were going into a venue and seeing this live.
Very cool. What's the site again?
Our website is rhsc.org. And right off the top panel, there's a Music to Your Ears, and everything, all the information is right there. So it's going to be a blast.
June 24th, Bob Russell, President and CEO of Rochester Hearing and Speech Center. Three locations. Get the locations again.
So we're at the Galisano Center on Elmwood Avenue at Siegel.
Mm-hmm.
We are out in Greece on Westridge Road across from Lowe's. And then we are in Webster on Ridge Road behind the Wegmans Plaza.
Bob, thanks for sharing.
Thanks for having me, Dino.
Rochester Hearing and Speech Center, Music to Your Ears, June 24th. Website again?
rhsc.org.
Oh, it's right there. I see it now.